From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. A Utah state representative is pursuing a resolution to honor law enforcement and first responders. At the same time, protests against police brutality are continuing across the country. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports.
The resolution, which hasn't been publicly released yet, expresses support for law enforcement and first responders like firefighters and EMTs. Republican Representative Carl Albrecht is sponsoring the legislation. He says there are a few bad apples in law enforcement, but most are good at what they do.
We get officers killed all the time, and I just think we should appreciate and respect those folks for the dignity and the bravery, the reliability that they exhibit each and every day.
But Utah Against Police Brutality organizer Jade Arter says Albrecht is missing the point of recent protests, which are calling for accountability in law enforcement.
It does kind of say that, you know, we aren't going to listen to what you're coming out to say. We're going to stand over here and defend these people.
Since protests started in late May, the state legislature has passed a bill that bans police from using chokeholds to restrain people. And Governor Gary Herbert mandated implicit bias training for all state employees. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Researchers at Brigham Young University have released an easy-to-read guide for the latest science on masks. The team reviewed more than 115 scientific studies. Lead researcher Ben Abbott says that the findings are clear. Wearing a mask, in fact, does help slow the spread of COVID-19. And the benefits, he says, aren't just related to health.
A lot of research groups, including Goldman Sachs, of all people, have done economic analyses to estimate how much could it save us if we all started wearing masks. And the numbers are staggering. They estimate that in 2020, it could save the U.S. economy about $1 trillion.
The guide also lays out why scientific opinions on masks have changed since the beginning of the pandemic. A minor earthquake struck a remote corner of Utah early this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey reports that a magnitude 3.7 earthquake shook the desert at 3:44 a.m. The epicenter was in Utah's southwest corner, about 28 miles north of St. George. People also reported feeling it in Hurricane Utah as well. University of Utah Seismograph Stations says that a total of 6 earthquakes of magnitude 3.0 or greater have happened in the same area since 1962. The largest one was a magnitude 4.2 tremor in 1981. Nuclear weapon testing will continue to be prohibited on U.S. soil. This amendment passed the House yesterday. Utah Democratic Congressman Ben McAdams sponsored this amendment, and it passed as a part of the 2021 National Defense Authorization Act. The U.S. hasn't tested a nuclear weapon domestically since 1992. In 1996, it signed the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. McAdams said in a statement that bomb tests in the past have affected thousands of Utahns. He added that the tests have left a, quote, legacy of illness, suffering, and death. Across the country, the domestic abuse hotline has seen more calls since the start of the pandemic. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Amanda Peacher tells us how that trend is playing out here in our region.
In Idaho, for example, the Women and Children's Alliance saw a nearly 200% increase in calls to its domestic violence hotline in April. Chris Davis is with the Boise nonprofit. She says COVID-19 lockdowns are stressful for everyone, but for victims of abuse, this is a really hard time.
There's a lot of people who are in situations that are really quickly getting much worse. They're isolated from friends and family. They're isolated from coworkers. They don't have access to their support networks.
Davis says they're seeing an increased demand for emergency shelter as well. At the same time, the pandemic has hit the organization financially, too. It had to permanently close a thrift store that funds operations. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
And if you or anyone you know are in a domestic violence situation, you can call 1-800-799-7233. Or if you're unable to talk, you can text Love Is to 1-866-331-9474. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpour.